Let's begin. Okay, so we are starting on Chof Gimel of the second to last line, last word, Ki Salik. So now Gemara is going on to a new sugya. Ki Salik Rav Kahana. So Rav Kahana went from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, Ashkechinu Levnei Rabbi Chiya. He found the sons of Rabbi Chiya, there was Yehuda and Chizkiya, twins according to the Gemara and Yevamos. He found them. The Yasvi Ka'amri. They were sitting, then they said, Isaron Shechilek. So what you have is the isaron of the korban mincha. So you had one korban mincha, all the soul, everything's together. I think this is pre-kmitza. You have the isaron, and it's split into two, and it's in the klisharis. In the klisharis, they used to mix. So you took the mincha and you split it into two, half of isaron, half of isaron. And what happens? V'nagot v'ul yom be'echem mehen, and a t'ul yom who is tamei. Who actually is a lower level Tamil, is a sheni, can make things into a shlishi, but kachim can become even revi. So, nagatul yom be'echem, and touches one of the isaronos. He touches one of them. Right? But nagatul be'echem ehen, mahu. What's the din with the other isaron that wasn't touched? Right? Rashi says, mahu, mi nitma chaveiro olo. Why? Because we have a Gemara in Chagiga that tells us kli mitzarif. A kli sharif can combine things that are inside it. They have this halachic ability to make things inside of it combined, together. But the question is, kli mitzarif mashu b'tocha l'kodesh, that we say, that a kli can mitzarif, what's inside, to make things kodesh, hadi mili hecha did nagi b'hadade, is that only if these two pieces are touching each other? Odil, alright, aval hecha delo nagi b'hadade lo, but if they're not touching each other, then kli does not have the power to mitzarif. Odil maloshna, what do we say? No, it makes no difference. No matter what, these two items are sitting in the kli together. The kli, the halacha of kli mitzarif. Look at Rashi's second halacha, kli mitzarif means that these two pieces are together. Therefore, if the tefillah yom touched one piece, the other piece becomes tamei as well because the kli makes them as if they were together. Right, Rashi says, ki tnan, second line, beperek chomer bekodesh, hakli mitzarif masha besocho. The kli combines that which is in it, the kadesh, very good holy, I guess. Shim naga tefillah yom b'miksaso, pasokulo. That would be the case even if they were touching each other. Only if they're touching each other. And Rashi says, and there's a whole to do about whether this Rashi is actually correct. It says, Lahachi naka tvul yom. Why does it say the case of a tvul yom? Right? Mishum de ain tumaso chamura lasos rishon l'sheni. Because a tvul yom is not such a chamur tuma. When a tvul yom touches something, a food item, it can't turn it into a rishon l'sheni. You can only turn it into a shlishi. Right? To eat tuma acheres. Because if it was a more stringent tumah, lama li tziruf, I wouldn't have to go on to this whole concept of tziruf. Ha mitama oso hatame es hakli. Because then that if he touches the kli would become tame, and then the kli mitame es hashar. And the kli mitame the other. But there's a whole to do whether or not that's actually correct. Because who says he's touching the kli here? He's maybe just touching the item. Okay, that's the case. That's the question. Whether or not the kli could be mitzarif. Whether these two items are touching or not. If they're touching, you may not even need kli mitzarif, because maybe if they're touching, that's considered one whole piece. Okay. So Amar lo Ihu, so Rav Kahana answered Bnei Rabbi Chiya, mitznan kli mechaber, doesn't say the kli is mechaber, which implies that they actually have to be connection. A chibur is an actual connection. Kli mitzarif, it says kli mitzarif tnan, koldehu. No matter where they are, no matter how they are situated in the kli is mitzarif them. Rashi says, "Mi tanan kli mechaber." If it's said the word mechaber, have the mashma de nogi ahadodi. That mashma that they're touching each other. Va kli mechaberim ki ilu havichad, and the kli makes the chibur as if they are one. V'imnit mazeh, nit mazeh. But mitzarif mashma de ein nogim. Mazeh mitzarif from liosn echad. I guess that his lashon, the language. I guess the word mitzarif implies that they're not touching, and the kli is what is making them to be put together. So according to this, you have right now, the answer is that the kli is mitzarif. If you touch one yisaron, the other yisaron becomes tamei as well. Can't bring it on. You can't do anything with it. Whatever the halach has come out when something is tamei. Now, next case. So now they ask Rav Kahana, Hoshit echad livenehem mahu. So I think what happens over here is you have these two parts of one mincha that got separated. Yisaron here, yisaron here. Then you take a chatzi yisaron of item C, which is not part of the mincha, and you stick it in between the two of them. You stick it in between the two of them. And then you touch, the tefillah yom touches this added piece. And Rashi says, Hoshit chatzi esaron echad levein hana chatzi esaron, mahu im nagot vul yom bezeh, mahu she yitma osun shnayim. Does it now mitame the other two? So Pasha says, so yeah, he's just a klimat starif. The Gemara says,
does it have to be in between them? What can it be like? Is that dafka between them?
Or? I don't know. Just reading the case anymore. I don't know.
It could be anywhere in the kli, maybe.
I don't know. Casey says, Hoshi echad levein. Rashi says, Hoshi chatzi esaron levein hana chatzi esaron. He says, between them. So he says, Amar lehu, Sarich l'kli, I would have thought that it's klimat starif. He says, no. Sarich l'kli, klimat starifo. Ain't sarich l'kli, ain't klimat starifo. The kli is with sarif only items that are necessary to be in the kli. Here in our case, those two originally sronos are supposed to be in the kli, because they're being there for the mincha. There's other sronos putting in, has no business as being in the kli. So the kli has no power over it, so to speak, and therefore, it can't be mitzarif, right? So he says, ain't sarich l'kli, kigon hai chatzi saron shlishi, the ain't sarich kli, the ha ainu mitzarif and ainu l'mincha achas. It has no business to be with these other two. The other two belong together because they're part of the one mincha. They just got separated. This third chatzi yisroel has no business with the other two yisroelos. So therefore the kli only has the power to be mitzarev those things that are supposed to be in the kli. But things that are not necessarily to be in the kli can't be mitzarev. So now Gemara says, what about the following case? Hoshit tvul yom es etzba'o b'nehem. What does that mean? Rashi says, Hoshit tvul yom be'aviron. He just stuck his finger in there. Velo nagla lo behen velo bekli. He didn't touch them, he didn't touch the kli. I think that's another partial because nothing happens. The only thing that becomes tummy with the airspace is a kli cheres, and that's what the Gemara is going to say. So I'm not sure what the havmin is. So mao amalu in the chadavir from tam naviru el kli cheres bovat. No, that doesn't. If it's in tful yom, just sticks his hand into this metallic kli and doesn't touch anything, nothing becomes tummy because he didn't touch anything. If tummy sticks his hands into a kli cheres, then the kli cheres can be metame from the avir, but nothing that's not a kli cheres can have metame. So in this case, it wouldn't do anything.
Why does he keep using
tful yom? That's what Rashi said. Because Rashi said because tful yom is a light, is a lesser chum, is a lesser tuma.
But he's really no. There's no isra on tful yom.
In this
he
case,
just can't eat himself.
No, tful yom will make other things tummy. Will make kachim tummy.
He's already gone through the mikvah. He just can't eat.
But he has a lower level of tumah.
Right.
He has a low level of tumah still.
Rashi throughout
the Shas changes, says, is he not tameh? Is he weaker tameh? There still has the ability to make other things, especially to make kachim and to create a shlishi.
No, not a shlishi. Just make it possible.
No, we can make kachim shlishi. Shlishi, kachim can come.
It has to be possible for a reason.
Right, so tful yom has the ability to make a shlishi, the tumah. The only thing that can contract shlishi is kachim and truma. Kachim can actually contract revi. So tful yom has an impact on a kachim. So he can make into a shlishi.
So he's a sheni?
Technically, yeah.
You
can
be a
tful
yom for everything.
What?
You can be a tful yom for anything. It means that you've gone to the mikvah, you just haven't had harashemesh.
Correct. And that
you
status...
You can become a mason and be a tful yom.
Okay. Okay, so you still have the status of a tful yom, and a tful yom can create shlishi, and some kachim can contract shlishi, this becomes a shlishi. This becomes tame. Okay. Hadar iu boi minei. So then, Rav Kahana turns around and asks Bnei Rav Chiya, Mahu likmot mizeh alzeh? Well, let's get to the point. Someone mentioned before, the Rabban Daraisa. Let's get to the point. Can you now do kmitza? What happened here? I have these two half of Yisronos of the Mincha are sitting in a kli. They're not touching each other. Can I do kmitza from the Chatzi Yisaron and have that count for the other Chatzi Yisaron? Because they're not touching each other, not one blob, right? Does the kli literally mitzarif them to the point that they're considered one complete entity? That would mean deoraisa, yeah, they're one, because then they can do kmitza on one onto the other. He says, siruf deoraisa, when we say that they're combined, does that mean deoraisa, they're really combined? And therefore, ben l'chumra, ben l'tuma, ben l'kula, we would say that they're combined. And therefore, just like by the tuma, that would be saying that the tuma is creating a tuma deraisa. And so, to here, you can do the kmitza. Or do we say, oh, derabanan? Or maybe it's only a din derabanan. And therefore, we only say lechumra, not lekula. Lechumra would be you touch one, the other one is tame. That would only be a din derabanan. But lekula, to say you can do kmitza from one to the other, we would say no, because that requires a connection deraisa. Look at Rashi. Rashi can't move without Rashi. And he says tzir of kli deraisa. The Arminon, the where we learn this out is kind of concept of Tzir Kli. Pasuk says kafachas, like a soul is kafachas. It's one kli. All right, a soul kol mashav kaf achas. The Gemara Chagiga says you make everything that's in the kaf into one. Loshna lechumra, kigon tuma. We don't lechumra. We're going to say it's one, like we just did betuma. For loshna lekula, kamon kmitza. The habik ilu nogin, the kmitza ma'al yisrael. It says if what it's chakiras against. What does kli mitzarif mean? So according to the one side, kli mitzarif really means they're combined. Halachli, you view them as still being a mixture together. Therefore, if we touch one, the other's tamei. And you do kmitza on one side, it counts for the whole thing.
Who cares though?
What do you mean? Who cares?
Why do you have to make two kmitzas on one yisrael?
Because if it's not one complete. The blob, it's not enough solace in it for a mincha. You can't do kmitza. You need an isaro.
You couldn't do
it. Right, you need an isaro. So Gemara says, Odurabadan. So Gemara says, Amrulo, so B'nai Rapiya responded to Rav Kahana, Zolo Shamanu. We did not hear an explicit answer to this question. But Kayotze Vo Shamanu. But something similar we heard, and maybe from that similarity, we can answer your question. Ditnan, because we learned in our Mishnah. Now we get back to why this is here. We learned in our Mishnah, Shtei Minachos Shelo Nikmetzu. I have two Karbanei Mincha that did not have, right, Tzisaron, that did not have the Kemitza taken off of them. Vinis Arvu Zo Bezo. And somehow they got mixed together, they got placed together. Im Yocho Likmos Mizo Bifnei Atzmo Umizo Bifnei Atzmo Kshera. If you're able to do Kemitza from each one, they become kosher. Right, Rashi says, Mizo Bifnei Atzmo, somehow it's not they're not completely mixed. They're like touching each other, I guess. And they're sort of, you can see independently which side was from which mincha, which side was from the other mincha. And you can take from the edges of each side and do kemitza. So if you can do that, then you would kosher. You burnt the kemitza and the shirayim are now mutter to be eaten. Im yachol kmos mizobnei atz ksheros. V'im lav. And if you can't make this separation, they're totally mixed and kneaded together, then they're psulos, then you're pasul. So the Gemara says, ki yachol likmotz miyaksheros. But you see that if they are able to determine which side is from which mincha, you can do kmitza. But amai, why would that be the case? Hach dima'ariv halonaga. The part of the mincha that's mu'urav there is a part that's touching each other together, right? I think that's what he's saying. The part that's touching each other together is not touching its komets. It's not touching its komets, right? Because, here, let's look at Rashi.
How does that work?
Let's look at Rashi. But there is no Rashi. He says, Hachdim ha'arev halo naga b'komets v'katani k'shiros almot siruf d'oraisa. The thing is, is that okay, you have the mincha that's combined, sort of like a page, right? So this is where these parts got mixed together, and at the edges over here, they're still separated. So this part in the middle is completely mixed up together, and therefore it's not really touching its komets part because it's part of a mixture. It's not distinct to be part of its komets, right? Rashi says part of the mincha that's urav in the second mincha is not touching its komets because it's combined with something else.
But it is a komet. I don't understand what
it is. What do you mean it's a komet? Komet is something separate. I have a big blob. I have a blob together.
You're talking about a klisharis that has the komets and everything inside.
You don't have the komets. You have to take the komets off.
But where do you put it?
You put it on a separate klisharis. When you take the komets off, you move into something else. So here, I'm not sure how we typed it.
Why didn't you get at least one komet out of it?
Because the komets has to be done specifically for its carbon.
So now it's one big blob.
It's not totally one big blob. It's not completely mu'urav, I think. I'm not sure. I'm not trying to figure it out. It seems that if you can determine if there's enough separation to say one side or the other side, you can take the kmitz off. But the Gemara is asking, how can the kmitz work? Hadima arev halo naga. The part of the mincha, that's part of mincha A, that's mixed with mincha B, is not touching the komitz. And why not? It's because it's mixed with mincha B.
Depending on how it's mixed up, there's a big difference. You have the whole thing mixed up together.
Right.
Two spots to jump.
Right. It's two spots to jump together. It's like
two spots together. You can grab on one side at the end.
Correct.
And grab the other side again.
Correct. Correct. So what's the question though?
No, the proof that the kli is mitzar.
But why? Why would they not mitzar? What does it mean? Halma aru halonaga.
Because even though you can separate it technically.
Right.
okay, by hand. Yeah. Once it's in that pot, you're done.
But why?
Because it combines.
So? No, but we're asking whether or not it combines or not. That's the question.
This is a proof that the Sharm...
What's the proof? I don't understand. I'm not following.
Because once it hits the Kli Sharis, even though you can technically separate them by hand, it's still combined. And then you
No, but what does it mean, Hadim Arab? The question is, the proof is because Hadim Arab Halonaga. What does Hadim Arab Halonaga mean? How does he say it in English?
The second part, which is mixed with the other mincha, does not touch the part eligible for the kmitza.
What does that mean? It does touch it. It's touching two parts. Yeah. It's touching its chometz and it's touching the other mincha. Yeah. That's what I don't understand.
The Gemara assumes there is a gap between the portion suitable for kmitza and the rest of the mincha.
There's a gap.
So
there's a gap. So the kmitza portion is not touching. Is not touching the
other one.
The other portion. Ikra chasam and a sefer. So therefore, so how can you take kmitza? Must be klishar. There must be that it combines. Okay. So then the Gemara answers no. Dilma begushin hamuchulakin haisun kimasarek. So then the Gemara answers what I thought the Metzius was is that no, that they're talking about there is no gap between the two. The two things, the everything is, it's not mixed together, but it's like a page, and they got attached here, but the whole part of Mincha A is still attached to its Kometz part, and the whole part of Mincha B is still attached to its Kometz part. They're just getting mixed up together in the middle, but it has nothing to do with the Kli's Mitzarefit, because the Ichi Saron is still attached to its Kemitza. Right, that first part is hard to understand, because it doesn't, without that little note on the bottom, I never would have gotten that. Okay, interesting. So let's do it again. So Amr Lo, it said Zolo Shemanu Abba Kiyotzi Bo Shemanu. The Tanan Shnei Menachos Lan Nikmot Zmedar Vazov Vazov Im Yachol Lichmos Mizom Bifnei Atzmo Zov Bifnei Atzmo Ksheiros Im Lapsulos Vichi Yachol Lichmos Mekshiros Amai Warbi Dekasher Hadam Arab Halonaga. It's not touching the part that they're taking Kemitzu of. No, it is touching the part. They don't need the Kli to be Mitzarefit. Fine.
The only problem is it assumes that the
Kemitzu
is separate from
assuming that the part you take the kmitza from is separate from the that's
why
what
you take it from the edge. You can take kmitza anywhere.
Because if you take it from the middle, it's connected to the other one. You may be taking the kmitza off from the other mincha. Okay, so mahavila. So what was the answer to the shaila? If you can do the kmitza, right? The shaila was if you can do kmitza from two minachos that are in one kli and they're not touching each other. I guess what's the shaila? So the answer is Amarava Tashma, the Tanya, we have a brisa that says, by the avod of the mincha, it says Harim Mimenu Bikumso. So from the word Mimenu, they say Minha Mechubar. Mimenu teaches us that the mincha has to be connected with its kmitza. Right? Shelo Yavi Isaron Vishne Kalim. You can't bring the Isaron of the mincha and two Kalim, the Yikmot, and the kmitza, because it all has to be together. So the Gemara seems to say, but Ha Bikli Echad, but if they're in one kli, Dumya the Shnei Kalim, or it's similar to Shnei Kalim, meaning it's one kli. If you have any sorrow, that's separated. Can I do kmitza from the side? So you definitely can't do kmitza if chatzis sorrow is in kli A and chatzis sorrow is in kli B. Our shaila is each chatzis sorrow is in one kli. So it says shelo you sorrow with Shnei Kalim. How be kli echad if it's in one kli? Dumya the Shnei Kalim, but it's still similar to Shnei Kalim in what respect that they're not attached to each other? Kometz, you would be able to do kmitza. That seems to be the so Amar Abaye, Rabbi says, no, Dilma, maybe what the Bryson says with Shnei Kalim, that you're not allowed to bring the Yisrael and Shnei Kalim, hey Chidami, what's that talking about? Kegon Kiviza Bikaba. Kiviza Bikaba. Rashi says, I don't know what this means, Rashi says, Shechokot Mida Ketana Betok Mida Gedola. You have this Kli, and you sort of made some other Kli inside it, like you made a lip or something like that, inside the Kli. V'nosem Bipnimi Chatzi Yisaron, V'chatzi b'chison. I guess you put the chatzi yisaron in the first part of the kli, and the chatzi yisaron in the other part that you just dug out of the kli. The afakav the ma'ari shnei hakitzoyim yimale begudo shakli. So they mix together when they get to the top. I put a kli chatzi yisaron here, and there's another lip on the kli. I put a chatzi yisaron here, so when they come together, they mix on the top. But the bottom part and the top part is not mixing together. So he says kigol kaviza bekava. There, that's what you can't do. The afa gav da arive mi iloi, even though the two parts of the mincha get mixed together on the top, kevin de mafsich mechitzasa de keviza mitata lo, since his lip separates from the bottom to the top, it's not considered one kli. So then what would be, so then the diak would be, ha kli echa dumi de shnei kelim, what would be kli echad dumi shnei kelim, which we assume meant chatzi sorin and chatzi sorin in one kli, the hechi dami, that would be kagon arevos tarnagolim. Arevos tarnagolim is, I think what it is, you know, you have those things that you give the kids for lunch, for home lunch, and they have the separate compartments. It's got like breaks in the middle, you put the peas here, and the carrots here, and the noodles there, you know, all those things, they separate it out. I think that's when arevos tarnagolim is. Rashi is, he says, Aruba Shotanagolim Umechitza Nemucha. It has a low separation, the MCOS in the middle, Kedei Lechalik Bin Mayin Lamorson. It separates between the water and, I guess, the feed, right? The Oto Mechitza Mechutz Nemucha. It's very low. The Eina Magas Svas Areva. It doesn't get to the top of the of this Kli. Right? Tropical? Okay. Hilkach Lav Hefsekhu. Therefore, it's not a Hefsek. Dinagi Lamala Min Mechitza Shnei Chatzoyim Avir Kli. Because they then, the two things are touching on the top. So there you go, Alpha Gav, the Masika Michitasa, Hanagia, that they're still touching each other. Well, Hacha, the low Nagia cloud, but in the case of Rabbi Kahano, our case was the Saronos are not touching at all, Tiboy Lech will still have the suffix as to whether or not. If you say the Kli is Mitzarif to Araisa, then you can take the Kemitza. If you say it's not Mitzarif to Araisa, you wouldn't be able to take the Kemitza. Okay. Next, we have 740. Okay. Boy Rabbi Yirmiya. So Rabbi Yirmiya asked the question. Tziruf tziruf kli v'chivur mayim mahu. What's the following case? Rashi says as follows. Okay, you go 4 or 5 lines into Rashi. Klomar chatzi isoron shenitma b'tziruf kli. So I have two isronos in the kli that are separated from each other, and I guess they became tame. So isoron B became tame from isoron A, not because they touched, but because of chibur kli, because of the kli did it together, right? Because of tzirv kli. So, kol machatzi yisaron shenitma b'tzirv kli.
Chatzi
yisaron shenitma b'tzirv kli, mahu sheyitma b'acher b'chibur mayim. What would be if now chatzi yisaron B touches chatzi yisaron C, which is outside, with a connection of water? Kigon yimei shnei chatzi yisaron b'kli. You have two chatzi yisaronos in the kli, they ain't nogin, and they're not touching each other. V'chatzi yisaron yesh chutz l'kli. And there's a chatzi soron outside the kli, v'chibur mayim, and there's a connection of mayim. You go nitzok or tzinor, either it's flowing or there's some sort of pipe or something like that. Mechaber es shel chutz the kli, that's connecting the chatzi soron outside, is connecting it to the kli. U'mashav betochli, what's inside the kli? V'noga tumah bezeh shevikli, and it touches chatzi soron A in the kli. She'enu noga b'mayim, which isn't touching the mayim. V'nitma chaveru mishum tzir kli. And chati soron B becomes tamid because of tzir of kli. Mao sheyitma eshel zek. And chati soron B, which only became tamid because of tzir of kli, go ahead and be matame chati soron C with the chibur mayim. Not sure how it works because it's in the kli. But, okay. So he says, boy, revim et tzir of kli v'chibur mayim mahu. So kitnan, when we say kli mitzarif mashe v'tochle kodesh, when we say that kli is mitzarif, that's hani mila de gavai. That's only talking about things that it can be matame that what is inside it. Aval dibarai, but things that are not inside it, it doesn't allow the thing that became tame because of the chibur kli to be matame other things. It only has the power to accept the tumah; it can't go beyond. Right? Aval dibarai lo, al dilma came into mechaber mechaber. Or do we say once you have the concept of chibur kli, the second item which became tame due to chibur kli is fully tame? And therefore, it has the ability of anything else and be matame, something else, right? And that's why you have the tfulyom. In this case, the tfulyom touched chatzi soron A, chatzi soron B, and it became a shlishi. Now, if chatzi soron B becomes tame, is it fully like deoraisa or kli? It's the same shayla, I guess. Is it fully deoraisa? Therefore, it's tame as a shlishi. It can be matame the other thing as a revi or not. The Gemara says, "Intim tzei lomar." And if you want to say, and usually the pasuk not the intim tzei lomars, so intim tzei lomar. Kevan de mechaber mechaber, that once it's connected, it's considered connected, and therefore it's full-fledged tame, and therefore it has the ability to metame something else. Chibur mayim v'tzeiriv kli v'nogat fulyomi b'chutz mahu. What about the opposite case? What if I have two chatzi yisronos in a kli, and another chatzi yisron outside a kli that's somehow connected through water into chatzi yisron B? The tfulyom touches chatzi yisron C on the outside, and now it's connecting. It's being matame chatzi soron B through the water, through the connection. And now
going the back, you're going the other way.
Yeah, going the other way. It's going opposite, exactly. So kli v'nogat v'yom v'chutz mahu. So now, does chatzi soron A become tame? Chatzi soron B is definitely tame because it came connected to chatzi soron C on the outside. So do we say, so Kitz non Kli Mitzarif, when we say the halacha Kli Mitzarif, how do you immediately know Gemi Gavai? Maybe that's only if the Tumah is initiated on the inside. It starts on the inside. Avami Barai, the Tumah starts on the outside, in this case Chatzitzon C, which is sitting on the outside, Avami Barai Lo, do we say that Tumah does not have the ability to create Siruv Kli? O Dilma Loshna, or do we say Loshna? I mean, no, maybe it makes no difference. What you have, things that are, if you say Siruv Kli really means it's one piece in all, in, for all circumstances, whereas it leaves it as a takeover.
What's this if a Tful Yom touches it, or a Mayim makes it it's an external.
No, the Tful Yom is touching the Chatzitzon C. The water is the Tziruv. That's the tziruf. The two ways we have two concepts of tziruf here. The tziruf for the kli, also the water can be a tziruf. That's the Mishnah and Tful Yom talking about, that the water can be a tziruf. So the Tful Yom is touching Chatzi Saron C, and Chatzi Saron B is becoming Tamei because of the tziruf Mayim. Okay. Bai Rava. Next question. Isaron Shechilku V'nitma Echamehen. So okay, I have this Isaron in the kli. They're separated. One of them became Tameh, okay? V'hi nicho bevisa. And afterwards, I think it seems that they were separated and they weren't in the same kli at this time, right? He says, look at Rashi, the first wide line over the bottom, the end. V'nidma echamehen v'yacharkach heiniach l'shneim bevisa v'ein nogim. So you had these two things that became separated. Chatzitzon A gets touched in his Tameh. Now Chatzitzon A and B get put in the kli. And apparently the kli can only be mitzarif. That's another rule. The kli can only be mitzarif if the tumah takes place in the kli. If the tumah takes place outside the kli, like we just said, it doesn't. It's not mitzarif, right? So what happens now? So Chatzitzon A was touched on the outside. Now Chatzitzon A and Chatzitzon B get put in the kli, and Chatzitzon A gets touched again.
The same one.
Right? The chazer tful yom v'nagav ba'oso tameh. Mi arminon saval o tumah olo. Do we say that Chatzitzon A was full, it was satiated, it can't accept more tumah, and therefore the Chatzitzon B is not tameh? Or do we say, no, it can become tameh sort of again? Right? It can be something, it's not full. It can have additional. Just because it's tameh once, it can be tameh a second time, and that second tumah... Because if it's Saveya, then Chatzitzon B is not Tameh.
No, it's already Tameh.
No, I mean Chatzitzon A is Tameh.
I understand, but one is connected to B, what's the difference?
It's not connected to B. They're put in separately afterwards. Right. Okay? If they're in the Kli together, if the Tomah takes place, the initial Tomah takes place when they're both in the Kli together, same idea. Ah, look at the doctor talking about legal terms. Right? Mi amir sovlo tuma olo. The Gemara says, Amalei Abaye, wait, why would you ever think that we have this concept of Savle Tuma? Mumi Amrinan Savle Tuma. Do we ever say Savle Tuma? Ditznan. For Hatznan, we have the Mishnah Kalim. Sorry, guys. Sudden Tame Midrash Vaso Vilon Torah Mina Midras. Aval Tame Maga Midras. Aval Tame Maga Midras. And this is impossible to do in the time allotted for today. So he says, we have a Mishnah Masechet Kalim that says, okay, so I have a Sudden, which is like sheets, right? And this is these sheets that became Tamei Midrash, right? A Zav lied down on it, but I guess didn't touch it. So it has that concept of Tamei Midrash, right? It's Tamei Midrash. A Midrash is a Tumah, special Tumah by a Zav, that's something for sitting or for riding, and a Zav sits on it, even if he doesn't touch it. Like he's sitting on top of blankets on top, and it's all the way underneath it, right? That Kli becomes an Abba Tumah, and becoming an Abba Tumah, it can be a Tamei Adam, it can be a Kalim, it can be a Tamei Ochlin, it can be a Mashkim, and somebody who touches this Midrash, a Zav, becomes a Rishon Tumah. Okay, so what happens here is he made Tamei Midrash, so he makes it into an Av. But then they take this sheet, Basel Vilon, and they make it like a window curtain. So you've taken it out of its status of the sheet. So therefore, Tamei Mina Midrash. It no longer has the Tumah Midrash, it's no longer an Av Tumah. Aval Tamei Maga Midrash. But it still maintains the Tumah of being touched by a Midrash. It's still Tamei Maga Midrash, and therefore it's a Rishon, and can be Matamei Adam and Kalim. That's what happens. Okay, so Amar Rav Yosef, the Ezer Midrash Nagazeh. Wait, what happened? How did this become Tamei? Right? How did this Midrash become Tamei B'maga Midrash? How did it get touched? Elosh, okay, so it can't be, right? It can't be. Amar Rav Yosef, the Ezer Midrash Nagazeh. Elosh, How did this become tamei b'maga? If we're talking about that, it can't be that we're talking about where the guy sat on above it and now it became tamei, and then all the pieces are touching each other. That can't be, because tumah is not the base of starim. Tumah has to come about from an outside source. It can't come about from the item touching itself, right? So ella sheim naga bo hazav tamei maga hazav. What happens is only if the zav touches it. So what happened is that first the Zav lied down on something, it became Tamei, and then someone makes it into a curtain. So it loses the Tamei of the Midrazav, but it maintains the Tamei of the Magazav. Well, where was it touched? It was touched separately by a Zav. So how can the Zav now add Tamei, another level of Tamei, if it already was Tamei Midras? It's full with Tumah. So he says, Ki Nagabo Zav, Mi HaTamei. Right, what you say over here, you see from Kinagabo Zav becomes Tamei, but Filo Basof, even...
Is one stronger than the other?
Sure, the Midra...
You're
not upping it, you're lowering it. That's going to be the answer to the Gemara. That's going to be the answer. So who's saying that you're going from high level to low level? You're going from low level to high level. Right. So he says, Kinagabo Zav, Mia Tamei, but Filo Basof. There's the point. Even if it became high level first with the Midras, and then we can touch the Maga secondly, so you see it could still add on extra Tumah. The Gemara says, "Vamai lema savle tumin." Why we say that it was just filled with tumah? The Gemara says, "No, amalei umimai dahayim shenagabo azav lebatim midras." Who says, like David said, who says that the lower level tumah is coming second? Right? Dilma mikame midras tahave tumah chamura al tumah kala. Well, halachah the idi tumah kala lo. Maybe over there we're going to say, listen, the reason why you can add tumah is because first it became tamei b'maga, which is only a lower level. Then it became tumah in the midras, so it can add on. But in our case, it's the same tumah. It's tul yom touching. It's the same thing. Maybe we would say, like, it's the same level of tumah. It's considered full. So Gemara says, okay, Ella Misefa. Let's try to answer the question from Rava, from we learned in the Sefer of the Mishnah, which point out that Sefer of the Mishnah doesn't exist in the Mishnah. Maybe it's a Raisa. Right? Modi Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi agrees. Bishnei sadinim hamukubalim umunachim ze al ze v'yashav zav aleim. So I have two of these sheets that are folded up. They're one on top of another, and the zav sits on the top one. The top one is Tamei Midras, the Tachto Tamei Midras, and the bottom is Tamei Midras also, because that's the whole idea of Midras, it goes down, right? The Tachto Tamei Midras, the Maga Midras, and I guess the top one, I think, is, and the bottom one, I think, is Tamei Maga Midras also. But Mar says, Amai, Lema Savle Tuma, why can the bottom one become Tamei Maga Midras as well? It already got the Tamei. So Gemara says, no, that's also a difference. Hasam vas achas, hacham zera chazer. There, because if both tumas are coming in one shot, it's happening. That's why the guy's sitting on it, so then you can get both. But here, in our case, it's zera chazer. We don't know, so we don't have the answer. Okay, Amar Rava. Yisaron of a mincha, shechilku, that's split into two. V'obad echamehen, and you lose one. So I have A, B, and C. I lose A. V'hifrish achat achtav. So I'm mafrish another chatz yisaron of mincha with C. V'nimsa rishon. Now I find A. All three of them are now sitting in this kli. Nitma avod. If the one, A, that guy lost, became tamei, avod risho mitzdarfin. So A and B, which was his original companion, are mitzdarif to become tamei. Mufrash a mitzdarif. But C, which was taken separately, is not mitzdarif. Why? Because it never was intended, the new piece was never intended to be in the kli with the lost piece. Nitma mufrash, if this is C, the new one becomes tamei, mufrash virishon mitzarfim. So it and A are mitzarif because they were intended to be together in the kli, but the one that was lost was never intended to be in the kli with it. All right, avod A mitzarif. Nitma rishon, but if the first one becomes tamei, shnei mitzarfim, they're both mitzarif, because that first one was always intended to be with either A or B, depending which one was available. With either B or C. So Abaye says, no, I feel nitma echamehen, namish name and starfim. No, any of them can become tamei, all of them become tamei, my taima, kulu bin bikta da hadodin inu. They're all considered children of that kli. They're all part of the kli, takes them more literally, once they're part of the kli, they're all mixed together. Vilchainla in kemitza, same achlokas applies by kemitza. So I have these three, A, B, and C. Right, comments min avod, if the one that was lost to do kemitza, shayarim v'rishon echolim. So it's shayarayin, and the one that was never lost can be eaten, because they were intended to be together. But mufrash einu nechol. But the one that was lost and then found cannot be eaten. The kemitza doesn't work for it. comments min ha-mufrash, if he did kmitza from the mufrash, which is the one that was lost and found, shi'ar v'rishon nechalim. It and the first one that was never lost can be eaten because they're intended to be together. But the oven ain't nechal, the oven cannot be eaten because the oven was never intended to be with the one that was replaced it, because that's its a replacement. But comments min ha-rishon, if you do kmitza from the first one, shneyam ain't nechalim. Both of them are not eaten. Why are they both not eaten? Because now there's a suffix as to whether or not the Rishon, what the Rishon was supposed to be with. The Rishon should have been with A, the Rishon with the lost item, or the Rishon could have been with the replaced item. So I don't know what the Kmitza is for. So we have a Kasher Shirai and a Pasul Shirai mixed together. You can't eat it. Abai Amar, no, a few comments, Echem Ehen Shneim Ein Nechalim. You can never eat what's left over. My time, what's the reason? Kul Nami B'nei Bikta Dad Dadi Nidu. They're all considered parts, they're all mixed together. And you're only taking off one comate, so you can't apply it to all three of them. And you don't know which part the Kmitza is being taken, it's definitely being taken off of its Yisaron, but I don't know what's being taken off of Yisaron B or Yisaron C, so therefore it's all mixed together, you can't eat it. Masking for Rav Papa then asks, V'shirayim V'dam Mir Nechalim, but what about its Shirayim itself can be in? Ha'ika Danka the Komets Lokariv. It's mixed together, so there's basically, he says, there's 1/6 of the komates of each Yisaron. When the Komet takes Kmitza for each of the Chatz Yisronos, and Yisaron only, right, and Yisaron only, Mincha only has one Yisaron, so you see that 1/3 of the Kmitza is not, 1/3 of the Kmitza is not valid. Because 1/3 of the Kmitza is going to go, is be going on the other part of the other Yisaron that's not supposed to be Barzak Arbon. So therefore, maybe that Kmitza has been taken off for that other piece, and the Kmitza itself is missing. The Kmitza has to be, it's because the Kmitza, 1/3 of what's in the Kmitza is for an item that's not the Karbon. So the Gemara says, and then Gemara says, Maslav Ravitsa Great of Amisarsha, the Komets Kufeheka de Karev, Ha'ika Tilta Chulin. How can you take off one, I guess because it got mixed together, how can you take off the Komets and do it? Mixed within it is a Chatzi Saron that's not even a Karbon. It's not even supposed to go on the Mizbeach. So we have in it, it's mixed with it some Chulin. So Rav Ashi says, no problem. Komets, B'daita, the Komet Tal Yumilsa, the Kmitza, the Chalos, what creates the Kmitza is all dependent on the das of the kohen ki kametz, and when the kohen does kmitza, a isaron ko kametz. He's having kavana only on the isaron that belongs to that kmitza. How this works, I don't know, and we wish we had more time, right? But not for the other half. So if he only takes a kometz from one of the chatzi isaron, it's not missing anything, because his intention is that this should be only for the appropriate menachos. I apologize, very hard Gemara to do quickly. But,